Hello, everyone. Director Doug here once again. And today, for today's mini, we have a special guest who you're going to learn a little bit more about. We have none other than George Simon here today, but his real name is George Swanson. Welcome, George. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
And I'll throw this over to Gene and Steve, and they're going to pepper you with questions so we can learn a little bit more about what makes you tick.
All right.
All right, George. So we obviously know that you work here with us at Voice of Prophecy, but what is your regular job?
I'm the receptionist.
So that means if someone calls in to the Voice of Prophecy, they get to hear your voice.
They get Mr. Simon.
Yes, I know the smoothest voice on the, you know.
I've had many people that have called in and they had kids standing beside them and they say, "Hey, do you know who this is that I'm talking to?"
That's neat.
It's really interesting.
That's neat. Are you ever out at events or at church and have people recognize your voice and know that it's Mr. Simon?
Well, I was at ASI. Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to do some music up front, and there was about four kids in a family, and they were pointing at me and whispering to each other. Pretty soon they came up and they had enough. They came up and talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are
mm-hmm.
you Mr. Simon?
Aw, I love it.
Yeah. It was fun.
I know the feeling. It's happened to all
it's
of
actually,
us.
Yep. It's actually yep. humbling.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
people... You know, you realize that they listen to you and they hold you in, you know, some level of esteem, and there's some responsibility to that, right?
I thought you were going to say they hold you in contempt.
No. Not Mr. Simon.
Oh, no, just yeah. director.
I don't think he has... Yeah, just no. director. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body.
No.
It was funny because the first time that my boys came in and they met you, they were so starstruck.
Oh, right, they could hardly speak.
Yeah, they could hardly speak. They were just hiding. They were like grinning ear to ear, but they were like, "It's Mr. Simon."
Yeah. Love it.
Oh.
Well, George, next question. In what way are you the same or the opposite of the character that you play, Mr. Simon?
Well, I thought about that, and I think I'm pretty much the same. I think you wrote it for my personality.
I did.
I'm not one to be like Madam Manager.
right.
George, darling.
Manipulative.
No.
I'm very, very easygoing. I stay in the background. I'd have to get up front a lot, and then when I was teaching, it was like going to school was like getting up front and having to perform in mm-hmm. front of all the kids. So the stress level was, pretty high. So mm-hmm. so I like being in the background. When I go home, I'm not boisterous or loud or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. kind of hold mm-hmm. back and let things happen.
Mm-hmm. You are very even, and you are always a delight to work with, George.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Yeah, and you're right. As the kids have gotten to know Mr. Simon, they've really gotten to know you because I did create that character around mm-hmm. how I imagine you would be in different situations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except that I wrote that Mr. Simon whistles, and even though you're extremely musical, you don't really whistle.
Well, I used to whistle a lot more, but now that I've the years have passed and I don't know. I just don't whistle.
You don't whistle.
So it's like, I don't know.
Well, actually, the George Simon whistling that you hear on the show, mm-hmm. That's me.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Producer Steve, you have to make a note of that for our next trivia.
Yeah, that's funny. That means people would have to listen very carefully.
Who's the actor that whistles for Mr. Simon?
There you go.
So this one's always a favorite with everybody, and usually it's the same answer, but what is your favorite food?
Same answer.
Well, it's going to be the same
imagine.
For you.
It's amazing how many times they give us the same answer. We're going to...
What's that? Peanut butter and bananas?
No. Is that yours?
Well, I don't know. I got on this diet thing not too long ago. I don't know. I love peanut butter and bananas, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love grits. I love vegetables with a little flavoring here and there. I mean, mm-hmm. it just, I don't know. I've never been a meat eater. Mm-hmm. I grew up vegetarian. I was born vegetarian.
Mm. Well, I think everybody was.
Yeah.
Kind of.
and so I grew up vegetarian.
Right.
And I don't know. I just... I think that's one of my favorite. I have to be careful when I go out to eat. If I get too much butter, or you know, I just love stuff like with butter in it. You know, well, Italian food. I just love Italian food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching my weight lately.
Right.
Lest I think everybody else used to watch my weight for me.
Now you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, the common answer here happens to be pizza for
pizza.
Most of the time.
Pizza.
And you did mention Italian, so you probably enjoy pizza.
I love
from
pizza.
Time
to.
What's that's, not to love about pizza?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I get pizza without cheese.
Mm. Ah. Okay.
And it's actually just.
It's great. I know I've had it as
tastes
well.
Good.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, because as long as the sauce is well seasoned, pizza without cheese tastes good.
And lots of
toppings.
I would
agree.
If I get a chance to have pizza with cheese, I'll take a bite or maybe a whole slice. I don't know. You know. I have to be careful what I say here.
Hey, the older we get, the more careful we have to be with all that stuff, unfortunately.
But imagine how healthy we'd be if we were careful from day one.
Right, right. So, George, what is one of your favorite Bible verses?
Well, I'm thinking about that. I was thinking of the Apostle Peter and his encounter with Christ, and where he said that he would never forsake him, and he would die before he did that. And Christ said, "Well, let me tell you, you're gonna deny me three times before the cock crows tonight." And that must have been an eye-opener for him. He couldn't believe it. But the next verse says, "Let not your heart be troubled. I believe you believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father." It goes on, you know, the text.
Right.
So it gives me comfort to know that even though I think I can do the right things in my own power, I'm not going to always be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be, God has his promise, you know. I'm there for you.
Mm. Right.
Very nice.
So for the next question, when you were a kid, what did you want to do when you grew up?
Mm. Well, I was surrounded with people that were musical. So one of the things I really enjoyed was participating in music, band and choir and small groups. And I wanted to continue that through my career, so I thought, well, I'll pursue that with a music degree. And one of the things I wanted to do was do orchestra stuff.
Hmm.
But we don't have that many orchestras in the Adventist church and teaching.
A lot of bands.
Yeah, a lot of bands.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So I did that through my career, which was just very enjoyable.
Hmm. You've been a teacher. You've been a musician. Mm-hmm. You play many, many instruments. I've seen you playing many. What's your favorite instrument to play?
I have to say the trombone.
Trombone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I started
on
my dad's trombone back in seventh grade, and they finally got me a really nice trombone. That has been a joy through the years to do that.
Play the trombone.
That. Yeah.
That's funny. My dad actually has a trombone.
Oh, really? Neat.
Yeah.
Does
neat.
He play it?
He did for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, when we're recording here, we often have a lot of actors in for the day, and we're not using them all at once because we can only fit four of them in the studio at a time. And we may be shooting a scene that has four actors in here that doesn't include George. And we come to the end of that scene and the next scene includes George and we walk out into the waiting area and we're looking for George. Hey, we need George in the studio. Can't find him. And then we hear piano music playing in the next room because there's a piano in the room adjacent to our waiting room. It says, just follow the sound of the piano music and you'll find George.
Mm. That's where George is. That's right. Yeah. George, your wife, Ada, also works here with us at the Voice of Prophecy. She has worked for the Voice of Prophecy for many, many years. She's our longest standing employee. You notice I didn't say our oldest employee.
I see her out there. She's still standing.
Oh, she's still out there? Good. So tell us, do you and Ada have any pets at home?
We used to have a dog, but that was my stepson's dog.
Okay.
And he is now in a different location. He's moved, and so the dog went with him.
Oh, okay.
But we loved having a dog. Mm-hmm. I've always had dogs, but right
so
now
maybe,
we...
So maybe another one is in your future.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just a slight maybe.
Okay.
Well, maybe an Australian Shepherd. by Gadget.
Oh, yes.
So what do you like to do when you have free time?
Oh, my goodness. I like to go to the hardware store. I love looking around hardware stores.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I had an uncle that had an hardware store.
Hmm.
And he was also the mayor of that town.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's neat.
Well, your character kind of has a bit of a hardware store and is the mayor.
Exactly.
He lives up in Montana.
Hmm. Oh, cool. Hmm.
Anyway, so I just had an affinity for all the little gadgets and things they have in hardware stores. I don't know what it is.
I can identify with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fascinating things in there.
Yeah.
Well, it's neat. I love it. So maybe I already know the answer to this next question then, but we have to ask. It's a fun one. We love to ask everybody. If Discover Mountain was real and you could really visit there, what would you like to do?
Oh, there's several things I'd like to do. I'd like to go to Trekkers.
There you go. Oh, that's what I thought you'd say.
And just check it out and maybe get some food.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd often wanted to fly. That was I just never had the opportunity to take flying lessons or even the money it costs to do that.
Right.
But I'm afraid that if I even got near a plane, it might just fall apart on me. Every time I go to one of these flight simulators?
Flight simulators?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
flight simulator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get on that thing and it just simply just, I can't control it. I don't get the feel of it. I'm crashing within 2 seconds or.
Well, I'm a pilot and I have the same problems with the flight simulator. I crash and there's no feedback and no feeling.
You mean on a simulator?
On a simulator, yes.
Oh, not on a real plane.
Well, we had an engine failure once, but hey, I'm still here. So unlike your character, you don't fly.
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
No.
But he could go meet Mr. Simon and Trekkers.
That's true. He could. And
yeah, they would sound exactly the same.
Would you let Jake fly you in Blue Birdie if you could visit Discovery Mountain?
That would be a big question mark.
Good answer. Well, George, really is a delight for all of us. And I know producer Steve and director Doug, you would agree. It's delight
Absolutely.
Working with you.
Every time he's on the schedule, we go, oh. Oof, that will be an easy
This will be easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm glad that our listeners had a chance to get to know you a little bit better. Thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for those of you listening along with us, George Swanson shared his favorite verse, and I want to share that with you here because there's a lot of promise and there's a lot of hope. And it's John 14, verses 1 to 3, and this is what it says. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So that's a beautiful promise. And thanks for joining us for this mini adventure. Connect with us on our website, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we'll see you next time.